Mums with Hustle podcast episode 272.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Hello there. Well, this episode is one that gives me all of the goosebumps or the truth chills or the spirit bumps, whatever you want to call them, because today we are talking about accessing a very natural biological part of you that can help you to really overcome your fears. But not just your fears, your doubts and your inability to make decisions, and to ultimately use this way of thinking to make powerful decisions that grow your business. If you have ever had an aha moment or an idea that you thought, oh my gosh, that is tops, I'm totally going to do that, that feels really good, or oh wow, that is someone I need to connect with, I'm going to reach out to them, or yes, I need that, I'm going to buy that thing, only to have another voice pop up, which is full of self-doubt or criticism and judgment as to why you can't do that thing or why that's not a good idea or why you shouldn't invest in that item, and basically just come along and crush the very awesome idea that got you excited just a few moments earlier. If you've ever had that experience, I want you to listen to this podcast. I also want you to listen to this podcast episode if you've ever found yourself just staying stuck. Stuck because you couldn't make a decision on something. Stuck because you didn't know whether you should do this or do that. I've definitely been there. But one thing I can tell you is that I, over the many years of being in business now, I have gotten so much better at making decisions quickly. And looking back, they were really great decisions. They were the right decisions, and feeling decisions that I could make and then feel really good about. And so what if we could all do that with greater intention and awareness and be able to, you know, build our businesses quicker, because ultimately we're not getting stuck. We're not getting stuck. We are moving forward. So with that being said, I really want to tell you about the guest that I've invited on the podcast today to kind of help us in developing this part of our being and our thinking. And that is my dear friend and peer, Lisa Kay. Lisa Kay helps people to trust their intuition, to make better decisions. Lisa teaches others how to use the power of intuition in their decisions so that they no longer have to doubt themselves and they can feel confident moving forward through her revolutionary step-by-step intuition technique that anyone can use. Considered an intuition expert, Lisa has taught hundreds of people intuition development in workshops and seminars. Her public appearances reach people around the world through guest speaking on radio, television, and also online media. Lisa holds degrees in electrical engineering from Columbia University, psychobiology from the State University of New York, and also a PhD from the University of Metaphysical Sciences. Her latest book is Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to intuition you can trust. And it's published by Inner Traditions. So with that being said, I'm just so excited to introduce you to this lady. Let's get into it. So welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, Lisa Kay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me on.
I know. And so people are probably instantly like, oh, an accent. Where is this awesome lady from? So do you want to just tell us briefly, where are you based?
That's right. I don't sound like you.
No.
I'm an American. I live in New York. I mean, you might be able to pick up a little of my New York accent. So I'm born and raised here in America.
Yes. And so the cool thing about Lisa is
So we share the same mentor, Stu McLaren, and we have many friends or peers in common as well. And here's a little backstory. It was Mother's Day in 2020 that I said to my husband, well, I basically told him what presents to buy me. Does anyone else do that? I went to him with a list, and one of the things was Lisa's book. And I actually have it here next to me, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. And so it's been a long time coming that I wanted to actually introduce my audience to you, Lisa, because intuition is something that I 100% know that I have, and I've been working on being able to develop that within me. And I know everybody, well, does everybody have intuition? I guess we should start there. Actually, let's start with what is intuition?
That's a great question. Well,
may be people listening just being like, what? What are they talking about?
That's a great question. It's a great place to start. Intuition is defined as knowing without knowing how you know it. So we don't know, we don't know where the information comes from. And it essentially is not as important as knowing that it does exist and that it's something that's actually biologically part of us. My background, I have background in psychobiology because I always want to know how the mind, the brain works and why we think the way we do. And that's the biological side of psychology. And when I was very interested in intuition because I never thought I was intuitive. But it was this magic and I wanted to be intuitive. So I started to learn about what intuition was. And they really didn't have a whole lot in the science realm. They had more in the metaphysical science realm. But I started to learn. I was very open and I learned all kinds of things about it. And what I discovered was the things that they were talking about, what intuition was, how it comes to us, is that they were talking about the way the right brain, the right side of our brain works. So it'll come to us and the way the right side of the brain actually thinks. So it thinks in symbols, in pictures. Doesn't have a whole lot of words. So it'll just give you a quick little phrase like, you know, go here or stop. And that it's in the here and now. So it's not worrying about the future or worrying about the past. It gives you short little statements. And so I realized, oh my gosh, that's how the right side of the brain works. And the left side of the brain is the side that's always thinking. It's the one that's doing logic. It's the one that's trying to figure things out. It judges. It's where your doubt is. It's where your ego is. And so I started to see these differences between the thinking side and the intuitive side. And that was the basis for which it helped me learn not only that I do have intuition and that I could develop my intuition to the point where I could use it, I would say, purposefully and get really good information, but that everybody has intuition because it's there in your brain.
Yeah. I definitely relate to all of that. And hearing you speak about right brain, left brain, I'm even now thinking about my two lovely boys and I can see which style, I guess, of thinking or being they naturally gravitate to, or which one is on display more. And they're both very, very different. I'd say I've got one of each and it's so fascinating. And so I'm sure people listening to this episode right now are probably even, you know, possibly doing that for their children or even for themselves or their spouses. It's so cool, so interesting. But what is lovely to know is that we all have access to our intuition. We're just like built like that. So if you're wondering, oh, I don't have intuition or do I have intuition? Yes, you do. And you're really going to enjoy the rest of our conversation here today. So stick with us. Lisa, why is it so important that us as entrepreneurs be able to access our intuition or develop our intuition?
Well, you know, one of the great things is you always hear that the really successful people out there, they actually often talk about using their intuition to make big decisions in their business or in their life. So, for example, Jeff Bezos actually mentions it quite often that when he actually listens more to his intuition than the facts when he has to make a big decision, because that's always guided him to be successful. And people like Richard Branson, same thing, that he'd rather listen to his intuition than do all the analysis, because again, the success has worked for him there. Even our common mentor and friend is Stu McLaren said the same thing, is that he started to realize that all his big decisions that have changed the course of his business to become, you know, multi-million dollar business was because he followed his intuition. So that's why it's important. And basically, I think for everybody, particularly in business, you know, you're always making decisions and important decisions on where your business is going to go, what you're going to spend your money on. Should I pick that software platform or this one? Which one should I do? And really, the reason why we all should be using intuition is if you only use the logic side, you're only using half your brain. There's another half of your brain that you're not using, and it's there for a reason. There's a lot of information there. There's actually a ton of important information. And one of the things that the right side of your brain does, which is your intuition, is it sees with more clarity. Why? Because it's not bogged down in doubt. It sees, and that's one of the characteristics of it, is that it sees the big picture. So that's why oftentimes we get the epiphany. Oh, that's just what we need to do. That's the inspiration. That's our intuition going. All of a sudden, we just know this is the right thing to do. Because the right side of your brain has that big picture, that big clarity. It's what we call in psychology, gestalt. It has that abstract understanding. And that's when we get that, oh, now I get it. Or this is the answer. So if we can access that and use it, then it's going to give us a much better tool to make decisions. And the better the decisions we make, the better our businesses are going to be, because we're always making decisions. If you make a lot of bad decisions, well, where is it going to end up? Probably not in a good place, right? So you want to make good decisions. And the best way to do that is with your intuition, coupled with your thinking mind. So you're not going to throw your thinking mind out, but you want to use your intuition as well.
Yeah. So I recently had the pleasure of learning from an incredible entrepreneur. His name is Jibril, and he has a membership as well. And his piece of wisdom really was, it's good to take inspiration from your mentors, your peers, from all of these online programs and things that we're all doing. But, you know, you don't want to be taking guidance. Like, you don't want to be taking their way of doing things. You got to be able to take some inspiration and then feel into your own inner wisdom, aka your own intuition, and kind of do your own thing. Mm-hmm. And I see this come up. I wonder if you see this come up with your clients, Lisa. I mean, I see this come up when people have an amazing that epiphany that, oh my gosh, yeah, this idea is great. I'm going to do this campaign, or I'm going to release this product, or I'm going to do this launch style. And then is it the other side of the brain that must kick in, or they don't act on it immediately? So, you know, in 5 minutes or in 2 days' time, suddenly that idea isn't awesome. That idea is now, you know, full of risk or doubt, or, oh, but what is the conversion rate of that? Or that does sound like a good idea, but I don't see other people doing that.
So or I can't do that, or you can't do that, or it hasn't been done before, or, you know, what are people going to think of you? So see, all those things that you were just saying, it's the thinking mind. Because that's the job. That's the role of the thinking mind. That's what it does. That's what it does best. It doubts. It judges. It has ego. Oh, you can't do that, right? And it gets in the way.
It definitely gets in the way.
And that's why. That's why we get stuck. And that's the biggest problem that business owners have, is we get stuck. We have an inspiration. It feels good. But then thinking mind comes in. And why does that happen? That happens because, number one, we're trained. We are trained in school to get the right answer. You know, you have to have the right answer on the test. Otherwise, you're not going to get the 100%. You're not going to get the A, right? So we're trained to cogitate and analyze and doubt ourselves and get that right answer. But that's not how life works. And not only that, but that's not how our brains should be working. Because one of the things about decision-making is that we are constantly making, when you make a decision in anything, it really is never the one decision that will get you to the goal.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing is we're actually making little decisions towards a goal, and we adjust, right? So we make a step, we decide we're in the direction we want to go. I'm going to take this step to get to my goal. And then you make an adjustment. Well, okay, so now you get more information, you get more experience. You go, okay, so I need to, now I got to shift a little left, right? Yeah. And you make a decision to go a little left, and then maybe a little right. And then eventually you get to your goal. So we have to get out of the attitude and the mind of, oh, that's the I'm going to decide to do this. I'm going to go, and it's going to be the end, and that's the one that's going to make us the $1 million. And that's the one that I'm going to do. And I won't have to do anything else anymore. I'm going to do the membership. I'm not going to do the course, right? I'm going to sell this product and not that product. And that's not how it works. Now that's life. So what do we do? So the best thing to do is that's where our intuition is best for us, because our intuition is best in giving us a little nudges in the right way to go, because it has the big picture. Right. It also has information that we're not always conscious of. And one of the great things about it is it sees one of the things that it's able to do is to see the goal that we want to go to. Because of the big picture, it knows how to get there. When we're thinking, we get stuck in all the detail. Right. And that's where the thinking mind comes in. It goes, oh, well, you can't do that. And you don't, you know, then you don't know.
You haven't done this first. Like, you can't miss a step. Yeah.
Or you're not technical enough, or, you know, and so it stops you, but your intuition says, no, this is the right way to go. And it may say, oh, well, you know, go talk to that person. And then you find out, oh my gosh, you know, they have all the techie stuff that I needed.
Yeah.
Or they point you in a direction that opens up a door for you. Right. So I think that's what we have to do is not get stuck in feeling that the decision we're making is the end all. If, you know, 80% is good enough and your intuition, if it's light and it's energetic, that's what I think Marie Forleo said. She uses her intuition. She says, if it feels light and energetic, I do it.
Yeah.
And so that'll move us forward.
As you were speaking, I wrote down, just take the first step. So know what you want and just take the first step, because once you've taken that step, the next step will become clear to you. And then you take that step. Yeah, I love that.
And you use both sides of your brain as you're going.
Yes. And so for some people, that's easy. They're already doing that, or they're like, okay, I'm open to that. That makes sense. Okay. And then for some people, they're like, what? No, I can't do that. I don't operate like that. So I want to talk just for the next little bit about your five levels of intuition, or five stages of strengthening even your intuition, because you've just told us that biologically we all actually have this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not accessing it, then we're really only accessing 50% of, or thinking with 50% of our brain. And how amazing would our businesses be if we could think with both parts? So yeah, if you could just walk us through very briefly each of those five stages. So maybe people could identify where they're at.
So there are five stages as you're going through this intuition development path. And the cool thing is that intuition is a skill that you can develop. And as you're developing it, these are the kinds of things that you start to attain as you're developing your intuition. So the first stage is where I think everybody's at, who's not super intuitive or don't feel very good about it, is that your intuition is random. But you know that it's a real thing, or you think it is, and you have some experiences here or there, but you wonder, do I really have it? You want to know that it's a real thing, and you want to have it as an asset that you can do something with. So you start to learn about it, and you take a class or a course, and you learn it, some tools and techniques, and you start to see that you can get a little more consistent with it, that you can start to recognize your intuition and tell the difference between your intuition and your thinking mind. So that way, now you know that intuition's there and you can consistently recognize it. But the next step is you want to get control over it, and so that it can be reliable and that it can appear at your command. Because it's one thing to recognize, oh, that was my intuition, and they told me that my friend Joan is going to call, and she did. But it's not very helpful. So the next thing you want to do is you want to make it reliable for yourself. You want to be able to make your intuition happen at your command. And so it's more targeted. So that's the reliable part. Now you can rely on it. I can make my intuition happen on what I want. At this stage, you want your intuition to be more accurate, and you want to get more information so that you can do something with it. So now, all right, you have some intuition that you can direct on, say, gee, I'm going to use my intuition to see what my husband had for lunch today when he was at work. And you're able to do that. And you get, okay, so he had spaghetti, and that was accurate. But now you want to get your intuition to tell you, all right, what do I do with this problem? I've got a relationship problem with my best friend. We just had an argument. What do I do? What is she thinking, right? How do I approach her so she can so she understands and we can come to, you know, meeting the minds and agreement. So that's stage four, where you want to get accuracy and you want to get more information. So here you're going to learn how to get more information from your intuition, not just about her and what she's thinking, but how to approach her and what you can do to heal your relationship. So that's the fourth stage. And the next stage is you want it to be, the last stage is you want it to be actionable, where your intuition is working for you unconsciously. It's always there for you. You can use it on any situation. You've got the tools and techniques to deal with, you know, health or, you know, your career or relationship issues. And you have enough of the details and enough of the tools to make your intuition happen on what you want, when you want, and really then maybe even help other people. So, and that way now your intuition is fully integrated with you. It's fully integrated in who you are, and you can now use your intuition to not only help build a better life for you, but you can maybe leave an impact on the world around you by using that superpower that everybody has.
Yeah. And not waste time being stuck.
Right. Exactly.
I love that. And I guess where that's where the title of the book comes from, possibly, Intuition on Demand. Like, that is the goal. And so powerful when you can do that. So just to recap, and I've scribbled down notes as you were speaking, so I hope I caught each one of those five steps. Step one, or stage one, some people might identify with, okay, I've got intuition. I think it's happened maybe once or twice that I can recall, but I sometimes question it or doubt if it's intuition. The second stage is, okay, I know that I have it and I've got greater control over it and it is reliable information that I'm getting. Is that correct?
It's consistent. You consistently recognize your intuition. All right. Oh, that was my intuition.
Oh, I like it. Okay, that's a good prompt. All right, so the next stage, stage three, is that...
That's reliable.
Yeah.
That one's reliable.
Yeah. Mm. I love the fun example, Lisa, of, oh, I wonder if I can use my intuition to figure out what hubby had for lunch. I actually gave that prompt to my son yesterday. He was looking for something and he was getting so frustrated. It was a little toy. And I was like, okay, let's see if we can calm down and just kind of ask your intuition or your inner knowing where that object might be. Or if you were that object, where would you be?
There you go. Great exercise.
And he found it.
Oh,
and he was
nice.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, he was so pumped. Lisa. Oh, so
awesome.
Stage three, possibly. And then stage four, I wrote down, by this stage, you're using your intuition to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to access information that can actually help you with an outcome that you're seeking. And then stage five is that intuition on demand. Oh my gosh, it's always here working beautifully with the other side of my brain. And moving.
Everything and anything. Yeah. That's it. You got it.
Yay. So I'm really excited. I would love so much that if you listen to this episode and if you can identify with either one of those five stages, shoot me a DM on Instagram and tell me. And Lisa, I'm sure you would get a kick out of it too if
I would.
A listener long, because Lisa is on Instagram. What's your handle?
I knew you were gonna ask me that question. It's actually Lisa K 888. It's three eights. So Lisa K 888.
888. All right. And you will find her there, intuition expert, but I'm going to go ahead and link to her handle anyway in the show.
That'd be great. I'd love to hear from you.
But I do know this is one of those topics where people are going to be like, oh, I really want to know more about that. And so you do have an amazing resource over at lisakintuition.com. Do you want to just tell us what that is? It's an awesome freebie.
It's an ebook called How to Access Your Intuition to Make Decisions.
Okay.
So if you're going to make decisions, which we do all the time, we make 1,000 a day, and you want to use both sides of your brain and get that superpower intuition to work in your decision making, this will get you started. So yeah, okay. lisakintuition.com.
All right. Well, I will link to that as well. And one final thing, I mean, this is a business podcast and we haven't really talked about your business or who you serve, how you serve. So do you want to just get us up to speed on that?
Yeah, well, I help people develop their intuition to make better decisions. That's really the basis of it. And I do it through online classes and courses. And actually I have a podcast too. So if you're interested in that, it's betweenheavenandearthradio.com. You can go there because that's really the best way, because we've got the podcast and then we do the classes online. That's it.
That's awesome. And so do you serve mainly business owners and entrepreneurs?
Oh, that's a good question. I serve people who are interested in developing their intuition. And, most of the people I have are professionals. So they're business people, entrepreneurs. I've got engineers and lawyers and, who really feel that they've got intuition but they don't really know, or maybe they're not sure, but they're really interested in developing it and using it. So,
yeah, all of those careers and obviously the entrepreneurs as well, we're key decision makers. And like you've said many times in our chat, we're making, I don't even know how many decisions a day. And we need to be able to make them quickly. Otherwise, we get hung up on these things and the mental load that we carry because we have decision fatigue or an inability to make a call and trust that call and then move forward, that slows people down a lot. So I absolutely love what you do, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
And how you do it, how you share. And I'm just super grateful for our conversation here. And again, thrilled to introduce you to my audience or have my audience finally know who you are. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
Yeah, all the best. And I'll see you around on Instagram, no doubt. Take care.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa Kay, for joining me here for one incredible conversation. I just know I'm going to be hearing back from my audience in the direct messages on Instagram. And if you're feeling nervous to send me a DM, don't be. It really is me. And I get so excited to hear back from my audience, just as you do to hear back from your customers and clients. I just never get tired of hearing your feedback or hearing what you got out of these episodes. So please just reach out. I am at Mums with Hustle on Instagram and I'd love to hear from you, particularly about what stage of intuition do you feel that you're at? Lisa went through all of that in our conversation. So I'd love for you to send me a DM or even email me and just connect and tell me, what stage you're at or what you most got out of that. And if you do love the podcast and if you are a regular listener and you haven't yet left a review, oh my gosh, that would mean so much to me. Just head on over to iTunes, leave me a 5-star review, and please also put your Instagram handle on there if you are on Instagram so I can possibly shout you out or come over and say hello. That means so much to me. Thank you so much for being here on this podcast with me. I'll see you here next week on the Mums with Hustle podcast. Bye for now.